This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
What happens to the Republican Party if Donald Trump becomes a president?
That's a scary prospect.
So scary to lifelong Republican Doug Elmitz that he's left with only one choice.
It's going to be an easy vote. 4 years of Hillary Clinton is better than one day of Donald Trump as president.
Have you ever voted for a Democrat?
Never. I've never voted for a Democrat in my entire life.
This is more than the Never Trump or Stop Trump movement. Elmitz, part of Republicans for Hillary. Not just a Twitter hashtag, Elmitz is actively urging prominent Republicans to vote for the Democrats.
Back when you had dark hair.
Yeah, back when I had dark hair, I was...
A once unthinkable move for a man who worked for President Ronald Reagan through two terms as a White House spokesman and then for the Department of Energy. A Republican operative through four presidential campaigns. A decades-long consultant to California's Republican Party.
I think Ronald Reagan would be astonished by what has happened. He's managed to hoodwink America into believing that he will lead this country through the fire. I think he will thrust us into the fire.
What has been the reaction among all of your Republican friends?
They think I've lost my mind.
But he's not alone. William Oberndorf, one of the GOP's biggest money contributors, tells CNN, if it is Trump versus Clinton and there's no viable third-party candidate, I will be voting for Hillary Clinton. Those who disagree are letting Elmitz have it. From voicemails.
You're a disgusting pig.
I can't even believe you call yourself a decent Republican.
To emails calling him a disgrace and a socialist, to simply shame on you. Other Republicans choosing a decidedly different path. House Speaker Paul Ryan and Senator Lindsey Graham fawning on Trump, and Marco Rubio burying his hatchet with a man he once called a con artist.
I want to be helpful. I don't want to be harmful because I don't want Hillary Clinton to be president.
But Trump's harm, argues Elmitz, is already unfolding before the electorate.
These rallies are not a moment in time. If Donald Trump is elected president, you will see these things continue on 4 years beyond.
You believe you're in good company?
I believe I'm in great company. They're just afraid to say that they support Hillary Clinton. But I do think that either they will do it publicly at some point, or they'll privately do it in the polling booth in November.
Well, you know, once again proving that free speech is a powerful element within our political system and operation. Here you have a staunch Republican getting behind Hillary, and it's hard to put that, you know, that concept together, that you'd have somebody that has Reagan-era roots in his background. And how he can connect with Hillary, it's like, wow, did somehow we forgot about the policy? We forgot about the history? We don't even want to take into account the scandals. You know, the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, is, you know, our country is duking it out right now. And I think it's a healthy debate. I think we have to watch it when, you know, people are just, you know, that they really don't know what they're talking about. You know, I'm saying, hey, bring on the passion. Let's have a passionate discourse. But let's make sure that we're, you know, as Marco Rubio said, hey, let's be helpful, not hurtful at the end of the day. I mean, it just doesn't, you know, help any of us if we're just taking a competition and we're winning a debate, but we're not advancing the cause and coming up with viable solutions that's going to get this country back on track. I mean, this is really what it's all about. And, you know, so for this one Republican who thinks that he represents a broader group of Republicans, yes, I understand people are uncomfortable with Donald Trump. I can appreciate that, but you still have the dichotomy and the clear difference, and that's the thing that even Phyllis Schlafly has been saying, you know, for a long time, that there needs to be a clear difference between the parties, and there is that today between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. It's a choice. It isn't an echo. Just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. We're live. Stay with us. We got more coming up.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're coming at you live. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, you want to be in the running, by the way, for those free Young Messiah DVD Blu-ray discs that we're giving away. Just drop me an email, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Just say, hey, Martinez, I want to be in the running. Okay, make sure you include your address as well, because we're going to think optimistically. We've got lots of DVDs and to give away. So hey, I'd love to get one to your household right away so you can share it with your family and your friends. The movie Young Messiah, absolutely free, just for sending me an email, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Well, lawmakers from both parties spent, you know, pretty much last week, you know, dealing with the Department of Veterans Affairs and its slate of unsolved problems. I mean, this is absolutely disgusting. I mean, it's 2 years and counting, and a lot of additional money that's been, given to the VA to fix the problems, and it just seems that they're not getting much better. And then on top of that, we hear Secretary Robert McDonnell just, you know, turn things upside down all over again and really point to the fact that actually just reconfirms what we have known from the very beginning, and that this is a cultural and a systemic issue at the VA. And when he made the statement to compare the wait times of vets at the VA to a line at Disneyland, are you kidding me? Well, this wounded a lot of vets, and here to talk about it is Cody McGregor. He's a former U.S. Army sniper, National Outreach Director for Concerned Veterans for America. Cody, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me today.
Hey, thank you, Cody. Thank you, first of all, for your service to this country. I mean, you know, as we've been talking on this show, myself, a former Marine, you know, when you consider how few of us have had, and I say it's a blessing and benefit to serve our country in the military. I mean, we're probably talking less than 3%, maybe 2% of Americans have, gone there. And even then, we're talking even a micro percentage of Americans who have been on the front lines like you have been. What you have done on behalf of this country and the freedoms that we enjoy, it's just, the words just are not right. They're not complete. And I see, I always, when I get down this road, Cody, I got to tell you, I just feel like I'm ill-equipped to say the right words. I wish I could come up with the right words to say, because it's much more than just thank you for your service. You know what I mean?
I'm with you, Bill. Well, thank you for your service. I mean, there's so many of us that have bled and wept for this country. And as you mentioned, it's unbelievable that Secretary McDonald would compare American heroes standing in line to receive the care that we as a country owe them to that of a family waiting to get on a ride at Disneyland is just unbelievable. And it shows just how out of touch Secretary McDonald is with what's actually going on at VA hospitals across the country and how out of touch VA executives are with what's actually taking place.
You know, for all the money that we have, set aside for the VA, we deserve a better system than this. And it just seems to be so top heavy and so administrative heavy that we're just really not getting the money, targeted in the areas that's needed. Not to mention the fact that, you've got issues like this. When I hear, for me, I've been a marketing guy most of my life, even though I've been in radio and broadcasting most of my life as well. I understand culture. I understand mission and objective. And when I hear the leader of any kind of group, characterize and mischaracterize the duty of the VA in the way that Secretary Robert McDonald, I don't think there's enough therapy, orientation, or whatever that can really, affect a shift here. I think you got to clear the decks and get somebody in there that's really serious about, righting the ship, if I can say, at the VA.
The VA has the second largest budget of any federal agency behind the Department of Defense. So to anyone that says we need to give them more money, I would push back a little bit and say we just need to make sure they're spending the tax dollars that they have appropriately. And that starts by establishing some accountability and giving veterans choice. I mean, the VA provides some great services to those with PTSD and TBI, but veterans should be able to choose where they get their service from, where they get their medical care from. I chose to join the Army, I should be able to choose my doctor. And Bill, the other thing that's frustrating to me in that vein is that last week we had politicians from both sides of the aisle rush to Twitter and social media to blast Secretary McDonald for his remarks when they have the opportunity and the ability to pass legislation to put some accountability at the VA, get veterans choice, and actually help right the ship. And you're right, we did. I hope that in the veteran community, I'm sure you are in this boat, that we expected some real leadership to be ushered in when Secretary McDonald took over after the scandal in Phoenix. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, that leadership is AWOL. We thought something from the private sector would come in and he could really right the ship, as you say, or some of his leadership traits from the 82nd Airborne Division, where I served, would come in and right the ship. And those leadership skills are just AWOL.
Well, part of the problem, Cody, and I think people need to appreciate here, is the bureaucracy of the government. First of all, it's so massive, and this is so well established. I mean, for people to have this kind of perspective, like, waiting in line and this kind of excuse making and, rigging the system in such a way so that you avoid accountability, that you get bonuses based on, false pretense. The fact that even bonuses are in play is absolutely disgusting at this point, but they still are in play because, the mentality there, and it's not just the VA, but it's throughout the entire bureaucracy, this disease, that somehow they're entitled, that, they're just superior human beings, which I question whether or not they could actually pass the test at all in a free market system. I mean, they've got a system that's rigged in their favor, that accommodates mediocrity and this kind of, a disgusting performance that wouldn't play for more than one quarter in any free market business. But yet we're told we need to have these people because they're just so valuable, and we've got to give them these golden parachutes and these bonuses and special medical care and everything else. I mean, medical care that's more superior than the vets that they're supposedly serving. So go figure that one out.
One example, and we could spend an entire radio program talking about examples, but, Sharon Hellman, who was in charge of the Phoenix VA hospital where 41 veterans died waiting for care on secret wait lists, once that scandal broke, she was placed on paid administrative leave, making $14,000 a month from April through December. I mean, it's unbelievable. And she finally, though, was terminated because she accepted an illegal gift from a lobbyist for $500. The inability to fire executives that are corrupt at the VA has got to be fixed. And there's some legislation that has been passed through the House. The VA Accountability Act was passed last year. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, when it got to the Senate, there were some folks that were entrenched with the status quo and the big government unions that said, no, we can't pass this because, unlike you and I, they don't think that if you don't do your job, you should be fired. And so we've got some hurdles to overcome with legislation, but we're confident we can get that done this year.
Well, this is why a guy like Donald Trump, who has become famous for saying you're fired, has been resonating with America today, because America is hatted with this kind of incompetence. For all the money that we're spending on this government and to get what we're getting, it is absolutely disgusting, especially when it relates to our vets, that the majority of Americans just have a high affinity and respect for. Cody McGregor on Bill Martinez Live. Cody, thank you so much for being with us. Have yourself a great day.
Bill, keep up the fight on the airwaves.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. As peak real estate season continues, an inaugural Home Buyers Insights report from Bank of America revealed that first-time home buyers are prioritizing their long-term housing needs over the traditional starter home option. 75% of first-time buyers surveyed would prefer to bypass the starter home entirely and purchase a place that will meet their future needs, even if that means waiting to save more money. Furthermore, 35% of first-time buyers surveyed hope to retire in the home they're planning to buy. Steve Boland, head of consumer lending at Bank of America.
We're living in a time where new home buyers are more aware than ever of what it means to make a large investment like buying a home. Whether it's a desire to pay off prior debts first or a preference to plant their long-term roots early, it's clear that potential buyers want to thoroughly plan ahead before buying their first home.
For more insights into what first-time home buyers are looking for this season, visit bankofamerica.com/homebuyersreport.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. Just a quick reminder for more information on the show. BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And if you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. In fact, if you want to be in the running for that Young Messiah DVD, send me an email. Say, hey, Martinez, put me in the hopper. I want to be in the running. I want that free DVD. Absolutely. We'll get you in there. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Make sure you include your address as well. So when you're the big winner, we can get that DVD off to you post-haste, all right? We're going to talk about first-time home buyers and their focus. Quite interesting. The inaugural Bank of America survey has explored home buying trends and behaviors, and according to this recently released inaugural Bank of America Home Buyer Insights report, first-time home buyers are prioritizing their long-term residential needs this home buying season. Now, 75% of first-time buyers would prefer to bypass the starter home and purchase a place that will meet their future needs, even if that means waiting to save more. Furthermore, 35% of first-time buyers hope to retire in the home they're planning to buy. Interesting, right? Well, more than 56%, that's more than half of first-time buyers, have not purchased a home yet because they don't think they can afford a home or the type of home they would like to buy. Another common reason for putting off a first-time home purchase was the desire to pay down debt, with Gen Xers more likely than millennials to cite debt as a reason for waiting to buy a home, 43% versus 32%. Bank of America Senior Vice President Kathy Cummings is with us right now to break it all down and to give us some added insight. Kathy, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you, Bill.
Well, you know, these initial highlights here of this survey, quite interesting about first-time home buyers and what's motivating them, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. As you said, 75% wish to skip that starter home. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we did was dive a little bit deeper into the data. So we separated it from those that actually have a plan, meaning they're out there shopping, they've kind of got the lay of the land a little bit and realized that, okay, maybe you've got to make some sacrifices compared to those without a plan. So there's mm-hmm. someday in my future buyers. So 41% with a plan do prefer the starter home compared to 23% without a plan.
Mm-hmm.
So that was interesting. And when you think about it, when you're looking at the millennial sector especially, right? So they're mm-hmm. waiting longer to get married. They're waiting longer to have children. So they don't want to have to go through this more than once. It's, you know, to do it right, you've got to do a lot of research and make sure you're doing the right thing for your family.
Exactly. Well, Kathy, as we've experienced previously, you know, it's a learning curve experience, I always tell people. And interesting that millennials are saying, look, just move us through that curve a little bit further on up down the road here. We don't want to start from the very beginning, right?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, a lot of millennials, mine included, well, if mine chose to do this, would have the option of living with mom and being mm-hmm. able to accelerate their savings and, you know, buy that target home that they're going to raise their family in. And because it is later in life for them to start a family, then, you know, it's probably not as unreasonable to skip the starter home.
Exactly.
But they also have a different mindset of what their dream home is. It's not the McMansion of a decade ago. It's more of a reasonably sized family home. So, you know, they definitely have a different mindset. And as far as the millennials go as well, they're looking to move into the suburbs, but their definition of suburb is a little bit different than, you know, old folks like me. theirs might be the outer rim of the mm-hmm. city where there's still access to public transportation and, you know, where you can walk to shopping and coffee shops, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Kathy, just curious, just kind of sidebar between me and you, because there's been a lot of attention to these smaller homes, you know, these homes that are maybe 700 square feet, and the ideas that these kids are coming up with are just phenomenal. Did that have any impact, or was that giving any indication whatsoever in this report?
Yeah, I think so. Like I said, their aspiration is not the big, 4,000 square foot house.
Yeah,
their
right.
aspiration is more of a reasonably sized 1,000-2,000 square foot house.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that is going to be big enough for them to move into, but not, you know, so enormous that from a savings perspective is going to be out of reach.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of the things that we would like to just make sure that folks understand is do the shopping, do the research.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that's out there right now, if you were to read Yahoo, you're going to think that you have to have 20% down and perfect 850 FICO score and can't have student loan debt, and none of that is true.
Mm-hmm.
We just recently released a product called Affordable Loan Solution that allows you to put down as little as 3%.
Wow.
And you can have a 660 FICO. So, and student debt is welcome. it just needs to fit into your overall debt structure. So certainly make sure you find out the facts and don't fall for everything that you read on the Internet because it's not necessarily true.
Yeah, that's good information, Kathy. What's finding surprised you the most?
The first-time millennials expecting help with the monthly mortgage payment, I think 15% is pretty darn high, something that I'm not willing to sign up for.
Right, yes, exactly. I mean, talk about being a co-signer there and the whole deal and help carry this. So they're expecting help from mom and dad still, huh?
Yeah, sure. And, you know, some of the traditional help that parents have supplied with, you know, helping them decide where to buy, how much to spend, those sorts of things make sense. But, again, that monthly payment is where I kind of drew the line.
Yeah. Not so much even down payment. Down payment's still a factor, though, right? Parents still helping
with
down payments? Yeah.
19% expected help with the down payment, which that didn't really surprise me. I think that that's customary to get some assistance from the folks for the down payment.
Exactly. Well, Kathy, you know, in light of this, you know, how does this possibly redefine what it means for this generation and home buying overall?
Well, let me tell you what I'm really excited about. The fact that people know their FICO score, the fact that people have access to information and are willing to learn before they jump into something. So sustainable home ownership is something that we aspire to. The product I spoke to you about, the Affordable Loan Solution, does require home buyer education. So the important thing is getting in and learning the A's disease, how to budget, how to save, making sure that you're planning for future maintenance of that home once you buy it, understanding the importance of credit, understanding how to select the right partner, both lending partner and realtor.
Mm-hmm.
And Zillow.com has ratings on every local area, your real estate agents as well as your mortgage loan officer. So it's great information out there. You can it'll help you zoom in on the neighborhood as well, as far as schools. Even if you don't plan on having kids, that impacts your saleability.
Exactly.
So,
yeah, your resaleability, absolutely, that comes into play.
Yeah,
as we've learned, huh? Haven't we, Kathy?
Absolutely.
Well, you know, you mentioned that these kids are willing to put it off and save a little bit. I think that's encouraging that they're not necessarily willing to jump into it right away. And if they need to hunker down with mom and dad a little bit longer or you know, accept where they are right now to save a little bit more money, that's a positive thing as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think it depends on their living situation.
Mm-hmm.
If they're living with mom, they're going to be a lot more patient than if they're out there, because there's a report that's coming out today from apartmentlist.com that says that the national year-over-year rent increase is 2.7%.
Mm-hmm.
So understanding your market, understanding your rent increase that you're facing as a renter is going to be important. Like St. Louis County, it's 5.8% year-over-year. So that really is going to factor into your decision-making process, to how fast you want to accelerate that decision.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've got about 30 seconds left here, Kathy. What's the major small step that they could take, and where can they go for more information?
Getting pre-approved, you can go to bankofamerica.com/mortgage to find a mortgage loan officer who can pre-approve you. That means that you have credit approval, and a lot of realtors and sellers won't even entertain you seeing the home unless you have that pre-approval. That tells them that you're a serious buyer and that you can actually afford the home.
Well, Kathy Cummings has been with us. She's the Affordable Housing Programs Executive for Bank of America Home Loans Neighborhood Lending Team. Kathy, thank you so much for being with us. Great information.
Thank you, Bill.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Moving furniture out of the way? Free. Ripping out the old carpet? No charge. Hauling it away? Won't cost you a penny. Because the Home Depot has no hidden fees and no surprises. Just free carpet installation on purchases of $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Not valid in all markets. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Valid through July 27th.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, and good to have you along with us, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour, and I'm really excited to have James Stone back with us. Jim is CEO of the Plymouth Rock Group, a former Harvard professor, and he says, please do not hold that against him. He's one of the good guys. He's the past chairman of the Commodities Futures Trading Commission, and he has a plan to catapult the U.S. education system into one of the strongest in the world. I mean, this is a plan with substance that is featured in his book, Five Easy Theses, Common Sense Solutions to America's Greatest Economic Challenges. James Stone, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thanks. Glad to be back.
Yeah.
And please do call me Jim.
Yeah, Jim, you know, when we were, talking off air here, we were talking about the wackiness of this campaign, probably unlike any that you and I could ever remember in our lifetimes.
It is an unusual campaign, and it's very hard in this campaign for people to raise the in-depth substantive issues that the country has got to face.
Mm-hmm. Well, for so long, in the name of political correctness, we couldn't be able to, you know, we couldn't talk about it. We can thank Dr. Ben Carson in part for kind of knocking down the wall, which he was famous for doing that in the presence of one Barack Obama at a presidential prayer breakfast. And I think it was probably Barack Obama was praying during, you know, Ben Carson's speech, going, you know, oh, Lord, how do I get out of this deal? But still, it went a long way in knocking down these walls of political correctness and calling it out for what it is. And then you have Donald Trump coming in that, you know, he's a bull in a china shop. So the heck with political correctness. Let's just get this. Let's just talk about this stuff, as uncomfortable as it is. But the other thing that we have to be careful about, Jim, and you and I were talking about this, is that it's one thing to have a discussion, but let's have a smart discussion. Let's deal with substance here and get it out of the realm of the emotion, you know?
Well, unfortunately, our current political system really doesn't reward thoughtful, careful analysis as part of a campaign. You know, even if a politician really wants to do that, nowadays campaigns seem to be about sound bites and attacks and negativism, and it's all sort of impulsive, quick thinking work that isn't the kind of analysis that's going to actually solve our economic problems.
Jim, I agree with you in part, but I also put the pressure back on those that are, you know, that are talking. And there's a lot of pressure in understanding, yes, you've got an 8-second soundbite, so you better make it count. Words do matter, and it's still about the message, and you know that this is the format that this country operates in, so we need to wise up and be very selective and, I guess, targeted with the speech that we put out there so that we can be effective. Otherwise, we just kind of, you know, we have what we have today in America where, you know, the only way people can get headlines is they got to say something ridiculous or, you know, that really takes us away from anything of substance that ultimately is what we would hope we would achieve, right?
Well, we certainly agree that far, that the pen is still mightier than the sword.
Yes.
And, you know, I think a British economist said to his parliament once that people in parliament didn't realize it, but they were all slaves of dead economists. And the fact is that shaping the debate is what matters in the long run. So, you know, when I wrote Five Easy Theses, that's what I'm trying to do, is to have a long-run effect on the debate.
Yes.
I don't know that somebody can easily do that in the middle of a campaign. I'd like to try, so that's where we agree.
Well, I think the opportunity here is, and I guess me, you know, my dad always said, you know, about me that I'm the ultimate optimist, is I'm always looking for a pony in that pile of manure somewhere, that's the way it is. Even when we do the show, I just hope that I can come up with the right words and the right expression to, you know, make a difference. Because words, as you say, words matter. And therein lies the opportunity. And that can we get those words that are going to unite people? And, you know, your book, Five Easy Theses, goes a long way to add substance to the conversation. Whereas, it's, you know, you can't handle five easy theses in an 8-second soundbite. You know, our lives are much more important and much more significant than these 8-second sound bites. And I guess this is what America, I hope anyway, and what I'm starting to see is waking up to anyway, Jim.
Well, I agree with that. But, you know, the way I view our political system now is that if the public doesn't really form a view on something, and maybe this supports exactly what you were saying a minute ago, but if the public doesn't form a view on something, then vested interests get to make all the decisions because they know what they want.
Yes.
And they're willing to pay for it in campaign contributions. The public can overrule them, but it's got to do it. And it's got to do it by having a view on these sort of big issues. And so that's why I wrote about inequality and healthcare and education and Social Security and Wall Street. You know, these are the big issues of our economic times, and I think the public can force the politicians to take positions on them, but so far it hasn't.
Well, you know, speaking of education, and you and I, we keep, every time we talk, we want to get to this, so I'm going to get to it. I'm going to force myself to get to this early because you and I can chew on these other issues. But, you know, we think about the money that we've invested in education, and to have the results that we have in America is just disgusting. It is so un-American what we're doing with our educational system today.
Well, I don't know whether I want to call it un-American. I think that our educational system is certainly performing at the K through 12 level below where it ought to.
Mm-hmm.
And we should be deeply embarrassed by this. Some really smart guy, he happened to be, I think, the president of MIT at the time, which probably is something that indicates he's a smart guy, mm-hmm. said years ago that if there were a vote of all the educators in the world on what country had the best graduate schools, the United States would get all the votes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had a vote on what country had the best colleges, we'd get at least half the votes. Mm-hmm. But if you had a vote on who had the best K through 12 system, we wouldn't get any votes. And I'm afraid that's correct. And there's no excuse for it. I mean, we are the richest country in the history of the world. So why should we have a mediocre K through 12 system?
Exactly. When I say un-American, I mean that which represents the values and the standards that we've become infamous for. That, I mean, they've been so outstanding, we have a president that wants to apologize for them. But still, I believe the majority of Americans believe that we are exceptional. But we're not exceptional just because we say so. We're willing to put in the hard work, the investment behind it. It's just that we're just not getting the kind of results that we should be getting for the amount of money we're putting into these areas.
Yeah, the irony is that we are spending the money, but we are not getting good K through 12 results, really, for almost anybody. The exception is, right, if you're lucky enough to be both wealthy and brilliant, mm-hmm. or maybe if you're one of the two, either wealthy or brilliant, it's going to work for you.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna do just fine, right? You're gonna get to go to an elite college and everything will be hunky dory.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, most people are not either wealthy or
yeah, they're not one of Trump's kids. They're not one of Trump's kids.
yeah, I think Obama's kid just got into Harvard too.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
But you know, those are kids who are going to do well under any circumstances. The problem is that for 90-something percent of the kids, we're not doing the right thing anymore. 70% of people are not ever going to graduate from a college, and we're not giving them the education they need to have good jobs. And so we're failing them. And then of the ones that do go to college, most of them are not either so brilliant or so wealthy that they're going to get full scholarships.
Mm-hmm.
And we saddle them with costs that cripple them for years to come. So we're just not doing the right job for almost anybody. And we can fix it. We're a wealthy country with good values.
Yeah.
Wealthy country with good values can do anything.
Yeah, and we're a lot smarter than this, Jim. I mean, you know, and as you say, I think ultimately there's got to be a career path. I mean, you talk about jobs and how many jobs we've lost and, you know, what do these kids that are graduating have to go to? But we'll continue that conversation on the other side of the break. It's just about 18 before the top of the hour. Jim Stone, CEO of Plymouth Rock Group, is with us. Why do they dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? Compromising digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss, and many other health complications. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acid, healthy body. That's 855-305-8326.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At the Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Donate to the Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Moving furniture out of the way? Free. Ripping out the old carpet? No charge. Hauling it away? Won't cost you a penny. because the Home Depot has no hidden fees and no surprises. Just free carpet installation on purchases of $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Not valid in all markets. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Valid through July 27th.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're coming at you live, and our conversation continues with James, you can call me Jim Stone, CEO of the Plymouth Rock Group, former Harvard professor, past chairman of the Commodities Future Trading Commission. Jim, we're fortunate here because we don't travel in 8-second sound bites, so I'm going to give you a little bit more time here to, attack this educational system and to come up with some solid solutions. I'm going to make you king. So you're king. What do you do about this educational system?
Well, first of all, I think I want to return to a republic, so I'm going to give up my crown.
Kingship, okay. Well, you and George Washington, I understand. Okay, I like you already.
But maybe before I do that, mm-hmm. I'll try to tell you what I would do about the education system. The problem is that we don't seem as a country to be able to do what other countries do, which is to train a large number of people, all those people who won't get college degrees. And as I said, that's about 70% of the public, mm-hmm. for occupations while in high school. So, okay, I accept that. For whatever reason, we want somehow to do one size fits all in high school, and that seems to be the national will. But if we're going to do that, then we have to give them this occupational training after that. Mm-hmm. And we can do that. And so I, for other reasons, have always kind of liked the idea of a universal national service program. I think it's patriotic. I think it's good for young people who are kind of drifting at that age sometimes. And, you know, it's good to mix people, that is, to have people get to know people that they didn't grow up with. So for all of those reasons, I kind of like it anyway. Mm-hmm. But what I feel strongly about is that if we're not going to do it in high school, we got to do it afterwards. So during that year or two of service, a kid can learn serious skills that are going to be vocationally, occupationally important. And if they then go on to a university, by working during that time, they can have earned substantial credits towards paying for a college education. Mm-hmm. So for those who are going to go to college and for those who aren't, it provides an answer. It's a big stretch, but I think we ought to do it.
I don't think it's all that big a stretch, frankly. I mean, but it, the challenge is communicating the benefit, because that's what they want to know. What's in it for me? Well, you want to be successful. And, you know, the 2 years, I'm with you. I believe 2 years should be, you know, that's part of the buy-in to be a citizen, is that you support what the cause here. But it's good. It's going to be good for them along, which you didn't mention much right there, in terms of the maturation process. I mean,
yeah.
We're getting these kids coming out of high school, and some of them, unfortunately, have spent more time in front of video games than they have in front of the textbook.
Well, that's right, and that's absolutely right. And, you know, a lot of people who criticize national service say these would be make-work jobs. I don't believe that at all. Mm-hmm. We've got social services, particularly for the elderly, that need to be done. We've got the military. We've had that all along. And then, on top of that, we could fix our infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, it is a problem for the United States that we're not reinvesting in infrastructure.
Exactly.
Go back to the Eisenhower administration. Mm-hmm. He said it was one of the proudest things that he ever did, President Eisenhower, to build the highway system. And look at the dividends it's paid. So we can rebuild the bridges. We can rebuild the roads. We can rebuild the schools. There's so much infrastructure rebuilding that we could do. So infrastructure rebuilding, social services, military.
Yeah.
Give the young people their choice, but have them do something good for the country. And they'll end up much better off, as you say. They want to know what's in it for them. Well, the answer is, if they're going to college, it'll help pay for it. And if they're not going to college, they will have learned a vocational skill that's going to be useful the rest of their lives.
They've got skin in the game now, Jim.
That's right.
And I mean, right. And how easy is this? I mean, these kids are out of work. The unemployment rate for these kids is skyrocketing.
That's right.
It's off the Richter scale. Let's get them to work. Let's give them a sense of pride and productivity. I mean, this is win-win all the way around. And last time I checked, our infrastructure is hugely lacking, and it needs some attention.
It is absolutely lacking. I think in the book I quote a survey by an engineering society in the United States that gives us grades of A through F on something like 20 categories of infrastructure. I think we got no A's. We got one B minus, and the rest are like C's, D's, and F's. Mm. And the fact is, we can fix all of that, but we can do it in a way that makes all these kids better off. So I think we ought to do it. And so, you know, I said it's a stretch. You said maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the answer to that. But you know, until it's debated, we aren't going to know what the public feels. I think the public can be convinced this is a really good idea.
Well, when we turn it upside down, and I guess this is where the stretch comes in, Jim, and I would agree with you, is that we've got to get outside of self-interest. And I think that's what's been driving the educational system and some of these ideas, is that we're on personal agendas as opposed to the objective that supports the concept of this republic and we the people. When it's all about institutions and systems that have been proven time and again to be ineffective, I mean, what is it going to take? I mean, mean, I think this is why the country is looking for a guy like Donald Trump, who's used to telling people they're fired, is that maybe we need to fire this government and this system and really turn it upside down. Now, that is a stretch. And I only say it because, having been, you know, born and raised in California, I spent half my life now in Florida these days. But I look over in California and I saw what happened with Arnold Schwarzenegger. You know, Californians thought when Schwarzenegger took over the governor's mansion that things were really going to change. You know, we had a new sheriff in town. He was going to really make this work. And he found out real quick that the bureaucracy is a lot stiffer and a lot more established than somebody who comes in, you know, with banner 50s and an attitude.
Well, there's no question that democracy can be messy, and that ours is particularly messy right now, with the parties not even civil to one another in Washington. But you know, democracy still works better than other systems. Mm-hmm. And if people will take the time to lead their, to learn the issues, and then lead their politicians instead of expecting the politicians to do all of the brave work themselves, mm-hmm. well, I think the public can cause these things to happen, mm-hmm. and it ought to, and it
yes.
ought to.
And I agree with you. That's the way our founders designed this. It's about
yeah.
we the people. It's a government of, for, and by we the people. But if we the people disengage, you have the 21st century America that you have today, ladies and gentlemen. How do you like that stuff?
Well, and some things in some fundamental sense, some things are not optional. And education is not optional for a successful country. Mm. You know, we can say, let's not do A or let's not do B, but we can't say, let's not educate our kids.
Exactly.
We must do that.
Let's say this, Jim Ken, if I can say this with all due respect. I mean, you're, you know, a Harvard professor. You know what's happening in academia. I should say, you know, I want to say, let's not indoctrinate our children. Let's educate them. And I think that what happens, at least what I am seeing and getting from the reports that are coming across my desk, is that academia has gone more by way of indoctrination than education.
Well, if I may correct one tiny technical point. I was never a professor. I was what was called a lecturer at Harvard, which is a different kind of position. It's not on the tenure track anywhere. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I indoctrinated my students. Mm-hmm. I taught them about securities markets, and I taught them, I think, pretty well about how securities markets work, how the stock market works, how the bond market works. And I don't believe that they were indoctrinated. But I will tell you that the kids that I was teaching are not the kids that need this help, mm-hmm. right? If you go to one of these super elite schools and you're lucky enough to have the talent and whatever it is to get in, then if you can't afford it, the school is going to pay. But there are very few schools like that.
Right.
And so these are the unusual cases. You can't run a nation on the way things work for Harvard students.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Harvard students are lucky.
Yes, no doubt. You get these elite campuses, but by the same token, when you hear what's coming out, Jim, and this is what, you know, mainstream America is seeing, and they're seeing that these kids are being indoctrinated. I mean, look what's going on right now. I mean, you got so many kids following, for example, Bernie Sanders in socialism, and we know that socialism is not compatible with a democratic republic, but yet it has risen its head in such a definitive way, and when you talk to these kids, they really don't understand what this represents. And you're going, wait a minute, these are smart kids. They're going to great colleges here, and their ideas about government and the way it should operate, it's like, where did that come from?
Well, I'm trying to stay away from the 2016 campaign because I'm trying to present something that I'm hoping both sides will like.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, that is nonpartisan. So I don't want to comment on any particular candidate, but I will comment on the fact that the communist experiment that was tried all over the world was very nicely described by one professor who said, great idea, wrong species.
Exactly. Jim Stone on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.